Welcome to From Out of the City for the weekend of January 14th, 2006. This is not only the second show of the new year, but it is also upon the weekend in which we celebrate the life and works of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I just wanted to make sure that you were aware of that in the context of this week. The gentleman I'm about to unleash upon you, his name is Abajani. Brother A, well, I encountered him first through the brilliant and beautiful Nordette Adams, who turned me on to his work, and he was kind enough to even write a complimentary blurb for one of my books earlier this year. He's a gifted writer. His vision, his image, his sense of the word and how it impacts people is very much in line with my worldview and my word view. Now, I'm not going to go much further because any good romantic knows when to get out the way. And at this point, the best thing I can do is get out the way for the remarkable Abajani, ably assisted by Mark Rocky Moore, who aids him in bringing some of his visions to light, to word, and to life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the truth as given to you by Abajani. I'll be back later.
Another brother on a gospel mission, inordinately concerned with the remission of a people's sins, the manifestation of a soulful beginning. Continuation, beginning, somewhere in the middle of something is ending, but the beat continues to flow on. From Savannah to Alaska, Philadelphia to Florida, Great Britain to a literary world smitten by the brush of talent upon angelic sleeves, a hint of devilishness and a portion of divinity, Afro-futuristic in nature, sublimely reminded by the times that only that which is done for my brother truly stands the test of mind over matter. A boy made out of poetry, reading the wisdom of Du Bois, encyclopedic in tone and scope, his writing brings love and hope to a renaissance from above, writing, breathing, seeing, expanding consciousness in electromagnetic tones, resonating reason, vibrating in tune to the seasons of our lives, reading reality into bubblicious dreams, shattering illusions and causing fatal contusions to amass against the bulwark of the past, casting light brightly in spiral-like movements. Soul of earth, water, fire, and air, the skylark flies beyond the sight of mortal eyes, horizon bound, resounding with the echoes of griots long past, from this plane of reality. Hip-hop souls never grow old, the beat keeps feet moving, jazz born hits grooving, fingers snapping to the blues of deep delta days and sultry southern nights, born to witness the delight of truth told to those both within and outside of the fold. Peace to Brother A, a true role model in a world where those who should be are coddled by the powers that be, saddle, eternity. Working with Brother A's audios is like an experience of Afro-futuristic and science fiction in a Deep South Southern Brothers flow. It's difficult to describe because his flow takes you someplace that is totally mired in popular culture, but also in the traditions of the South, in the traditions of the Harlem Renaissance, in the traditions of black people throughout the diaspora. He is a griot in every sense of the term, in that he tells the stories of his people, but more than that, he tells the stories in a way that make them the stories of all people, you know? He takes what is real, what is most real about our everyday experience, and he casts them in this light that is just so particular, peculiar to his own experience, and that, you know, comes from the place where he comes from with all of his disparate influences, from the Harlem Renaissance to Stan Lee, which I take it means from Marvel Comics, probably of the 70s and 80s, you know, when Marvel was the bomb and where all these movies these days are coming from. Fantastic Four, alternate universes, Spider-Man, Doctor Strange. I see Brother Bergeny as a Doctor Strange of the new millennium, casting that dark magic over the masses and bringing them into the flow so that everybody will be dancing in the streets of New Orleans come the next millennium. The technical aspect of recording Brother A's flows comes from the sci-fi nature of his work and the fact that it's always otherworldly, always extra-dimensional. Somehow, he's able to intertwine these types of works with the daily grind, and that's what makes his work so strikingly original. Doing it, I always had the problem of whether to go with a more traditional sound, something jazz-like or bluesy or even hip-hoppy, but finally I came up with the idea of doing a fusion of the three in order to create something singular, something original. I resonate to his work because it's somewhat on the same lines of my work, and so in the end it wasn't really that difficult to do the type of work that I've done for him. In case y'all didn't know, there's a project coming out really soon with Brother A, Brother Bergeny, and Sister Nordette Adams. They're coming out with a new CD where we'll have their combined works, and their works complement each other very much. They're two poets that I'm very proud to be working with, and I believe that this is a blessed endeavor and that it will be very successful. So when it comes out, I hope you guys are ready for it, because it's going to be tight.
Saints, drum loud your songs of healing. The improvised wings of your feathered blue notes and neon blood spread wide now, like the sacred myth and swaggering hips of your heart pulsing reserves of strength through traumatized veins. Holy jasmine of small mystic hours, blow ye furious the rainbow of hope. French Quarter of elegant mystique, Monica Blanche, Canal Street, Gustav, brother to my visions, Superdome, battered, humble, Jerry Bolton in Mississippi and Alabama. Beloved kinspeople of Nordette Adams, abused children all of the wind goddess Katrina. From our souls to your spirits, a halo like a world to embrace your trembling. Sons and daughters of the Christ fire burning, burn a perfect peace precisely where you stand. O tap dance kings of better days, O gospel queens of prophetic ways, princes of tears and princesses of prayers. Feel these weeping arms lifting your arms. Feel these raging hearts beating inside your hearts. Welcome this hope-filled breath to increase your breath. Feel these determined legs carrying your legs. scent and shadow of a bitch's brew fade like lies rescinded. Light of angelic eyes, shine faith, speak compassion, bring love.
I'm not even going to try and compete with that. Again, that was Brother A. Abrajani with the assistance of Mark Rocky Moore coming to you from out of the city for the week of January 14th, 2006. I am, however, going to end the show with a read of my own works, as befits the privilege of being host. The piece I'm going to do for you tonight is one that gets overlooked a lot. I think it's because people read it, but don't hear it. The title of this poem is Dance, spelt D-A-N-S-E. There is no partner in the dance of dreamers, suited to memory, suited to fate. There must be a merging, a melting amalgam, given to passionate forgiveness of hate. The dance is not decadent, the dance is not faded, wearing not jade ornaments in the sapphire halls. We will find many things, redemptive of errors made, if we surrender to the dance when it calls. Seekers will find what they seek, if persistent. Dreamers will marry their souls to the clouds. Dancers will never die, but live on in legends. Clockwork swirls of silken scarves, swallowing light in the air. Footwork so earnest, the dance is light, eternal. Burning dust from the barriers, in a season of tears. We will dance many nights, alone, yet together, dancing to the music that conquers all fears. So that's the show for this week. Keep listening, keep writing, keep believing. You can check out Abrajani's works at authorsden.com. I also highly recommend his book, Encyclopedia of the Harlem Renaissance. And check back in next week, or if you get bored between weekends, you can always drop by the City of Legends. That's www.cityoflegends.com, where I, William F. DeVault, the romantic poet of the internet, hold court. So, until next time, be well, believe, and this Monday, take a moment to remember the man who was Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and the legacy that he left us. He left all people. Take care and God bless.